So we've got this 17-year-old kid who hopped into a jacuzzi in Vegas. Water temperature is 41 degrees Celsius. And they're asking us about central blood volume, ADH, vasopressin, and atrial natriuretic peptide. So first things first is this water temperature is hot. So he's going to want to maximize surface area for heat exchange in order to increase heat release from his body into the environment. It's the exact opposite in cold water. If he were to enter cold water, he would want constriction of his peripheral vessels in order to decrease any heat exchange with the environment in order to conserve heat. So bottom line, if you're trying to get rid of heat, you're going to get peripheral vasodilatation. If you're trying to conserve heat, you're going to get peripheral vasoconstriction. And the degree of peripheral vasoconstriction is mediated by alpha-1 receptors. So in this case, because he's in hot water and he's going to have increased peripheral vasodilatation, that would mean he has decreased alpha-1 receptor agonism, okay? Decreased binding of norepinephrine, epinephrine to alpha-1 receptors peripherally, increased diameter of those peripheral vessels, meaning there's more blood in the fingertips, arms, legs, which means decreased blood around the aortic arch. So he's got decreased central blood volume. Now, you need to know that atrial natriuretic peptide is a natural diuretic that's secreted by atrial fibers in response to increased stretch. And ANP goes to the kidney and causes decreased sodium reabsorption in the distal kidney, among other functions. So in this case, if he has decreased central blood volume, then he's going to have decreased atrial stretch, and he's going to have decreased ANP release. So far we know decreased central blood volume, decreased ANP. And then the decreased central blood volume means that he's going to have decreased stretch of his carotid sinus baroreceptors, which is going to trigger an increase in ADH release in order to quote unquote compensate for that decreased central blood volume in order to increase free water reabsorption in the medullary collecting duct of the kidney. So in this case, we have hot water. It's going to cause, in summary, peripheral dilatation leading to decreased central blood volume, therefore decreased blood volume entering the right atrium, decreased atrial stretch, decreased ANP release, and then concurrently, decreased stretch of those carotid sinus baroreceptors, triggering an increase in ADH release and free water reabsorption in the distal kidney. That's it.